Your preparations are finally finished. The meal is ready, the house all tidied up, and you've changed into that favorite new outfit. A check of the time confirms that your guests will be arriving any minute. You're so excited it's difficult to stand still, much less sit down. You take a deep breath and picture the faces of those you will soon greet at the door. So whose faces do you see? Family members? Relatives? Good friends? Do you see anyone you don't know? Welcome to The Good We Can, a podcast from the faith community at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin. We invite you to subscribe to this channel to be encouraged, challenged, and strengthened in your faith. Each week, we share a Bible reading from the lectionary for this week and a brief devotion. In the gospel passage from Luke this week, Jesus is having a meal at the home of a religious leader. Drawing attention to the other arriving guests, Jesus tells those listening to be inclusive when inviting guests to such a gathering. Let's begin with a prayer. Holy Spirit, guide us today, that we will recognize opportunities to share your love with others and to do the good we can in your name. Amen. I invite you to listen now to a reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 14, verses 12 through 14. Then Jesus said to the person who had invited him, "When you host a lunch or dinner, don't invite your friends, your brothers and sisters, your relatives, or rich neighbors. If you do, they will invite you in return, and that will be your reward. Instead, when you give a banquet, invite the poor, crippled, lame, and blind, and you will be blessed because they can't repay you. Instead, you will be repaid when the just are resurrected." Now for a reflection on this gospel passage written by Catherine Howison, a retired ELCA pastor living in Houston with her UMC husband. Catherine writes, "A guest would not normally presume to tell the host who should be on the invitation list, but Jesus is not your typical guest. He uses his status as a guest to advocate for those who would never be invited to such a fine banquet. The poor would be excluded because they could not reciprocate with an invitation to a banquet they would host. In Jesus' day, people who were lame or blind were excluded from events in the temple and generally left out of social events. But the Son of God came to include those typically ignored and left out by the community, turning social conventions upside down. One of my daughter's elementary school teachers had a firm rule. If a child in the class wanted to pass out birthday party invitations, there had to be an invitation for every child in the class. The same rule applied for the annual February tradition of passing out Valentines. I suppose the teacher had seen her share of devastated children crying when no invitations or Valentine cards were deposited on their desks. Being left out hurts to the core. Being included heals. One summer, I witnessed the healing power of inclusion at the summer camp I helped run. For the weekly Thursday night dance, one of the summer staff counselors learned enough sign language to invite a camper who was deaf to dance with him. The girl was stunned, but readily agreed. She couldn't hear the music, but she could feel the vibrations of the excited campers and staff and happily joined in the dancing. Her mother later told us that dance was the highlight of the girl's summer. Exclusion wounds, inclusion mends. God of inclusion, teach us how to issue your invitations to everyone to be a part of your community. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week for the Good We Can podcast. This is Bill Anzio inviting you to join us for worship this weekend at Sun Prairie United Methodist Church. We have two in-person services at 8:30 and 10 o'clock Sunday morning. The 10 o'clock service is also streamed live on our website at sunprairieumc.org. We will conclude our August worship series called Old Testament Favorites with the story of Jonah and the Big Fish. Pastor Jenny's sermon is entitled On the Run. Have a blessed weekend, and we hope you'll join us next time for The Good We Can.